guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat to horrible dating and new news and the crashing and burning of society. I am Joker, and today I've got something I wanted to talk about. Thank you guys for understanding. I decided to take about 10 days off. I was going to relax and get some stuff done, and I got lots of things done, and I had an interesting time, and it was well worth it. But I am back, and a lot has gone on in the last week, and I wanted to touch base on all of it. But what I want to talk about is the have versus the haves not, and why this actually matters. And when I talk about the have versus the have not, I'm not talking about doctors or those that have invested well and have some money and or retired versus those that are working minimum wage jobs or do not have a lot of money. Those are not the haves versus the have nots that I'm talking about. The haves that I'm talking about are the people that are in the media, the people that are in government, the billionaires, the people that have enough FU money to really make the United States and maybe even many other countries into more of an oligarchy, which is money makes the world go round, as it were, versus the rest of us. And some of the events that have happened this week, I think, are extremely important. I think they're very telling in what direction this country goes moving forward. And I try to stay optimistic about things and try to stay, keep a positive mind of what's to come. But I think things are going to take this really weird spin where all of a sudden now you have, it seems that, well, let me jump into this first, and then I'll kind of get to my points before I go down towards that end of the road. The first couple things I'll bring up is censorship is really starting to get out of control now, and they've done it. It's getting almost to the point of being blatant. And this is where, if you remember my Gray Rock video where I said, look, just duck your head, get off these social media sites. They're not going to do any good for you. I kind of have more proof that this is the right way to go. So first thing I want to talk about, this from CNBC here is about the bug. Apparently now one mask is not enough. If you double mask, it is 75% efficient. If you triple mask, it is 90% efficient. And if you wear five masks, it is 94% efficient. However, if you really want to guarantee that you're not going to give the bug or get the bug, my recommendation is putting a plastic bag over your head, duct taping it around your neck really tight, make sure there's no air leaks, and I can promise you will 100% not give anyone the bug, nor will you catch any bug for the rest of your life, which will be about 3.5 minutes. Please do not do that. I do not advocate sealing a plastic bag over your head. But that, you know, that may be game over for you in 3.5 minutes, but I promise you won't catch the bug. This is where we are now. At this point, I really think that they're effing with us. They're just seeing how far we're going to go and how much we'll listen to them. And this is a sanity test. And now you can see whoever has two and three masks on, they no longer use common sense. They just listen to whatever the voices on the news channel and in our government tell them to do. And the whole theme of this thing is, everybody has lost every bit of quality credentials. Everybody has lost credibility. That's the word I'm looking for. And you can tell I've taken a little time off, hit the bottle a little too much. You know what I'm saying? This is how you can tell everybody's lost any credibility at any point. Okay, so I was talking about censorship the other day, and you know, it's the haves versus the have-nots, and this is all going to relate back to that. But I think over the last 4 years, it's kind of been, at least in this country, it's been Democrat versus Republican. And that's all that's been in the news. And people have gotten very fired up about it. And if you go over to the UK, I'm sure it's Labour versus Tory. I had to think there. And in a lot of these governments, it's pitting people against people. What do you do now when you can't really put politics against politics because the orange mad bad Cheeto is out of office? And now the Democrats pretty much have full control. Well, they can't blame Republicans anymore for something they don't like. And I'm not taking sides on either side. Let me be very clear about that. But the media is left-leaning, and so they're not going to be able to call out Trump on things. So now, ladies, They're coming after you, specifically you gals that have light pigment. They say white women have always been part of the white supremeness in America. This is from Vox, of all places. Surprise. If we ignore the role of women in enabling the capital problems, we can't understand white supremeness in the U.S., let alone dismantle it. So ladies, it's not just conservatives anymore. It's if you are white and you're a woman, they're coming for you now. So welcome to the club. You can join the rest of us men. Twitter bans MyPillow CEO just because he said something positive about the ex-president. You can no longer share Bible verses on Facebook. This is somebody that wrote, "The value determines the payment. God paid for us with the precious blood of his son. This is how much we are valued to him." And they tried to share Bible verses from Bible Hub. And it can't be shared because it goes against community standards at Facebook. So now you can't share Bible verses anymore. And from New York Times, why is big tech policing free speech? Because the government isn't. You see, we have free speech rights through the government, but big tech has changed their mind about this. And the spicy adult videos that are in Russia, they're now being blocked. So you can't go to the Hub and the U-Prun sites. And they tell citizens to meet people in real life. I have a feeling if you go to the market and you spot a woman and you drop trow and decide to please yourself in the middle of the grocery store, it's not quite the same as looking at a video in your own home. So what does this have to do with the haves versus the have-nots? Right now, media, government, tech moguls, billionaires, they're all trying to control the narrative of how people think. And they've done a pretty good job of it because in the last 4 years, they keep everybody fighting each other instead of looking upwards. Instead of people getting mad, Democrats versus Republicans, like for an example here in the United States, by keeping them angry at each other, people don't get angry with the government, which is who they should be rightfully angry. Same thing with a lot of countries, whether it's Germany or Sweden or some of the other lockdowns that I've seen, where now there's some really big protests going on. Russia's having a big protest about Putin, I guess. They keep us angry with each other instead of having us angry with the government, instead of us being angry with the well-to-do, the oligarchy. They have us angry with each other. In many cases, they're trying to get it angry to where, white people are angry at black people and black people at white. And they're trying to make this a thing where people of color and it's white people. And all they're trying to do is get you riled up at everybody but themselves. And so the point of this video and what I wanted to talk about today is I poke fun of a lot of the girl power advocates and the womenism and all that stuff and women behaving badly. And there are guys that behave badly too, let's face it, but that's really not the focus that I point this channel to. But my point is to, while we may make fun of these things, while we may call out bad laws, my point is you have to direct the anger in the right way. It's why I'm not angry with women as a whole. It's why I'm not angry with anyone as a whole. I think everybody is their own unique individual. Now, if you're an individual that does something stupid, if you're an individual that does something that I think is ridiculous, I'm going to call you out on it, just like I get called out, I'm sure. And if you're trying to pit people against each other and you're part of the government or you're part of the oligarchy or you're part of these big tech companies, I'm going to call you out on that too. And so I want you guys to make sure that keep your mind in the might or you keep your head in the right mindset of pointing your frustration and pointing your anger not at who they tell you to. Point it at the ones that are trying to control you, the ones that are trying to tell you what to think, the ones that are trying to tell you what narrative you should believe. Those are the people that you should be frustrated and angry at. And so whether it's me doing stories here, I'm not saying, hey, be angry at these people or hey, be angry at the person that wrote this article. No, I'm just going to call it out. But they're part of the problem. They're part of the ones that are telling you, hey, if you're a guy, you need to hate women. And women, if you're having struggles in your life, blame it on men. And people of color, if something's, it's part of the, it's the white nationalism or it's white supremeness, blame them. And you people, well, you see what I'm saying, right? It's time to back up. It's time to kind of take the million mile view of the situation and say, something's going on here. And now I want to talk about really the biggest thing that I think I've seen in a long time, which is the GameStop. And I'm not going to drill down into this like super deep, but the GameStop and the stock market manipulation that was going on by hedge fund managers, they've been caught. And they've been caught by the little guy. They've been caught by just average everyday traders with a couple of bucks and the internet. And I want to talk about why this is a big deal and why it's really going to show, I think it's really going to show the cracks, not only in the government, it's going to show cracks in the, whether it's Democrat versus Republican, it's going to show the cracks between the oligarchy, the people that are the haves, and our government versus the have-nots. And this is turning into a really, really big and interesting story. And I didn't work a lot of this out ahead of time. I'm just kind of winging what I'm talking about here, but there's been so much in the news. I literally have like 20 tabs open in my browser here, but I want to touch on this a little bit. And if you're in the know, if you've been watching the internet for like the last week, I'm sure many of you know about this, but basically, hedge fund managers are billionaires that will bet on companies. They kind of gamble if a company is going to lose versus if it's going to win. And there's a short position, and I'm not going to get into all the financial. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not even in the stock market right now because I'm just waiting for it to fall off a cliff before I dip my toes back in. So I have no interest or any money in any of this. And I'm not an advisor. Let me just make that clear. But what happened is these billionaires invested in companies, and that's called shorting, which means they're kind of betting that the stock price is going to fall. And on a particular stock, which is GameStop, they basically borrowed shares that they don't own, and they sell them, and they pocket the money. And then when the price goes down or up, but most cases it goes down, they buy them back. They give them back to the person they borrowed them from, and they pocket the difference, and they make money on this. Well, they borrowed more shares than are in existence on GameStop. And somebody found this out on Wall Street Bets, which is a Reddit subforum. And so they got the news out, and everybody started buying GameStop, which forced the price way up, like 1,000% in a week, which forces the people that lent out the shares, borrowed the shares and lent them out that they don't own, they have to actually buy these shares. And instead of buying them at the $10 or $15 that they sold them out or borrowed them at, they have to buy them back at like $400 a share. Well, as you can see on the screen right here, losses on short positions in the U.S. firms tops $70 billion from these hedge funds. And so by just small investors and then eventually big investors forcing a short squeeze on these basically naked sells, or I think it's called a naked short sell. And I'm not going to go over all these terms. I may be even getting some of them wrong. I'm just trying to catch up on the news. But basically, these billionaires, these hedge fund billionaires, are now out $70 billion. And they're just a bunch of Redditors and some other people with a little bit of money forcing them, squeezing them. And they're playing the game. And now the billionaires are freaking out. And now they're calling on people in the government, and they're calling for help. They're screaming for help. And so now the government's in this weird position here in the United States where they either need to let the hedge fund managers, you know, die in a vine, or they need to stop the average everyday user from buying and selling these stocks or buying the stocks and let the hedge funds keep their money. And so really the government's in the middle, and they're going to have to choose which way to go. Are they going to go to the way of the people and support them and let these billionaires that probably give our politicians tons of money, like Janet Yellen, I guess, who's the new Treasury Secretary? They've donated paid her $800,000 to do a speaking engagement. It's forcing the government to either choose to support everyday Joes, or are they going to support the hedge funds? And so this is kind of what's playing out right now. And a lot of people, both conservative and Democratic, are sitting going, okay, we're all against this. Like, Democrats are against this. Republicans are against this. We're all against this. What side are you going to take? Okay, so that's a very rough overview. I probably got 50 of the terms wrong. If I did, I don't care. I'm just trying to give you everybody even you guys that are not part of the United States, this is important because this is where the internet, a lot of internet, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, a lot of these sites are here in the United States. So if they start locking them out and censoring them, you're going to feel the brunt of this. The internet's going to change for the world because of events like this. So anyway, the hedge firms are out $70 billion. Well, the Wall Street Bets on both Discord and Reddit is where a lot of these people were talking about, hey, let's do this to GameStop and let's get the hedge fund people in trouble. Well, Discord has banned the server on Wall Street Bets, and they were going after them on Reddit as well. And the news media is now saying, well, it's because of hate speech that they were saying bad things. Amazing. Isn't it amazing that that happened, that these people were saying this bad speech at the exact same time all the news outlets and all the hedge fund managers said, holy crap, we've got to stop this. So now you can see they can use this quote unquote hate speech to just stop anyone from talking that they want to. This is the new excuse, and it's going to come right on down the line. It's already moved, as a matter of fact, Tim Pool, who is one of the newscasters here on YouTube, he's got like a couple million subs between his multiple channels. He was demonetized on Facebook. It basically ruined him on Facebook. He's not even pro one side or pro another, but they just decided to go after him and remove him. Is he next on YouTube? Our channels, like, because remember, they can come after me and say, hey, what he's saying is harmful and it's bad. And so I'll be removed. Everybody can be removed because of this. I mean, if they're getting rid of CEOs and an ex-president. Next, Robinhood, the investment app that allowed a lot of these people to buy GameStop, AMC, and others, they suspended trading. They said, hey, we're going to help the hedge fund managers here. You, even though you used us to invest your money, you can't buy anything more. We're putting a halt to that. All you can do is sell it. So now you see people are not being allowed to trade stocks anymore because, well, the government and these hedge funds don't want you to be able to do it. And again, the overall theme here is, guys, that there's going to be a crackdown. I'm talking about everything across the board. I've been talking about this since the beginning of the year. AOC and Donald Trump Jr. actually agree with each other. And many of you may not know who this is, but it's basically, Donald Trump Jr. is Donald Trump's son. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is kind of a very left-leaning, but they're both populist, I guess you could say. But they're in agreement that, hey, Wall Street is doing something crooked here and the government needs to look into this. Bernie Sanders says fraud, the business model on Wall Street. So Bernie Sanders is now in agreement. So you've got, again, both aisles, Republicans and Democrats, even in our governments, but mostly the populists, not the crony establishment. They're saying, hey, something's going on here. We need to investigate this. Donald Trump Jr. again says the same thing. So I want you to hear this quote here. This is a billionaire stock guy, hedge fund investor Leon Cooperman. And again, I'm going somewhere, guys. I know a lot of this seems like not relevant to you, but I want to get this all out there because it's important. Because I think in the next months, 2 years to come, the internet is going to change. The government is going to change. Things are coming. And you want to be well-versed on this stuff. I know this isn't like necessarily my usual stuff, but being a better bachelor means you are aware of what's going on and you can prepare for what's coming down the road. And what's coming down the road are mountains of censorship, are definitely going to be, you know, the elites and the government versus the populists and everyday, you know, people. That's coming. And how it plays out yet, I don't know. This is, anyway, a hedge fund investor, Leon Cooperman, says he's being attacked by the poor and middle class investors. A hedge fund billionaire investor, Leon Cooperman, says he's being attacked by poor and middle class investors. People are sitting at home getting their checks from the government. This fair share is BS concept and is just a way to attack wealthy people. So you see, it's okay that he has billions. It's okay if you lose your 401k because of the bugs, the lockdowns, you're losing your investments. It's okay if you lose your job because you can't go to work. But you might have gotten $600 from the government. But now he's mad at you for getting $600 from the government, and maybe you might have put this into stock, and you might have hurt him. I want you to let me change my speaker output here so that it goes to my desktop here, so you can hear it. Listen to this guy complain about rich people getting hurt by everyday people.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people. And, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Fair share. This fair share concept is BS. You're just attacking rich people. You getting a fair share of it, it's BS. Now, who are they going to listen to? Him complaining or you complaining that you can't buy shares of a stock? Are they going to listen to Twitter complaining about something? Or are they going to listen to you complaining that you're not allowed to speak on Twitter anymore? Or that your YouTube channel got shut down? They're going to listen to the guys with the money. And this is coming. This is coming. A couple more, and then I'll wrap up on this whole thing. This is kind of a funny story, but this is why I say that the news media is slowly dying as well. You've got CNBC, MSN, CNN calling out, saying they've literally, I don't have the post in front of me, but you can find it. They're literally attacking YouTube creators that do the news. Because more people are watching people like Tim Pool, people like Steven Crowder. I don't know if the Young Turks are still viewed. I don't watch much of them. People like Young Turks. The mainstream news is attacking channels on YouTube and channels on Facebook because they're getting more views than the mainstream news. And so now they're calling for the removal of these YouTube channels because it's taking away business from CNN and MSNBC. This young guy here, about the GameStop thing, he says, I just took out a second mortgage on my parents' house while they were at work to buy some more AMC and GameStop stock. Let's go. And so somebody contacted him, Mary Kay Jacob at the Washington Post contacted him because he posted this on Twitter and it got shared around. Now, how do you take a second mortgage out on your parents' stuff without a signature and the fact that he's a 22-year-old kid? I don't know. But this is what he posts. So he gets contacted by this Mary Kay Jacob at the Washington Post. And it says, hi, Jack, my name is Mary, and I cover real estate at the New York Post. I saw that you tweeted out that you were taking on a second mortgage on your parents' house to buy AMC and GameStop. I wanted to reach out to and see if you did and what your reason is for doing it. Also, how are you feeling today about it? Because obviously they're locking down the ability to buy stock. So they published the story, 22-year-old risked parents' mortgage on GameStop. You only live once, he said. And there's a link to the story. And down below that, this kid, basically, 22 is not a kid, but to me, hey, I'm going to call him a kid, 22, young man. This 22-year-old says, based. That was his response to them posting his story. And this is what he posted after it. He said, LMFAO, laughing my effing A off. They believed me. It turns out he was just making it up. He was just being funny and tweeting it. So not only did the New York Post pick up this story, but Fox News and many other outlets, I just happened to pull this one up. I didn't want to pull them all up. Fox News picked it up from the Washington Post, the New York Post. 22-year-old GameStop investor secretly used parents' mortgage as collateral. So here you have a goofy kid just making a meme on Twitter trying to be funny. He gets contacted by one newspaper. They print it. No fact checks or anything on it. And here another news channel picked it up from the first news channel, as did others. This is why I'm saying the news is not even real anymore. So who are you supposed to listen to? The news lies to you. I mean, this much we know. And I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. They all lie to you. And here's perfect proof right here, because it was written by Mary Kay Jacob at the New York Post, is the source for this Fox News story. But Fox News printed it. They didn't vet it. They just took Mary Kay Jacob's word for it. And she just took this kid's word for it. So this is where the fake stuff comes out. And now someone else will grab a story like this and they'll say, this is why we can't let young people share stocks because they might ruin their family's house. It all becomes made up fake news. So you got news that's crooked. You got government that's crooked. Both sides of the aisle. I don't care who you are. You've got companies that are telling you you can't invest. I mean, it's an SEC violation as far as I know. You can't just say you can't buy any more of this stock, but you can sell it. Well, of course you can sell it because it'll get the price lower so the hedge fund managers don't get burned as bad. You can't talk on Twitter if you go against certain guidelines. You can't post Bible stuff on Facebook. You're removing CEOs from the, you know. And the funny thing is, you know, back in time, the soapbox, if you've ever heard of this, it used to be that if somebody wanted to speak in the town crier or the town square, they'd take a soapbox and they'd toss it down, they'd step up on it, and they'd speak to the town square. Well, when there's no soapbox, when the soapbox can't use that anymore because you've been removed, and for many people in the United States, I don't know the percentage right now, but it is many, many tens of millions of people, they don't have much belief in the ballot box anymore. You're starting to run out of options. You've still got Antifa rioting out in one side of the country, and it doesn't even hit the news anymore. I think things are literally falling apart at this point, and I find it fascinating. It's troublesome. It's worrisome. And there's not much we can do down at the ground level. But what you can do is get your nose out, stop sticking your nose, and I'm not saying you need to stop. This is the way I look at it, is stop sticking your nose at what they're pointing your nose in one direction and trying to tell you, hey, look at that. You should be upset about this. Ooh, hey, look at this over here. You should be upset with that. And instead of being upset at what they tell you to, be upset with the ones telling you how to think. Be upset with the ones telling you what to do. And it, you know what? If you look at me, you go, dude, but you're telling me what to do. No, I never tell anyone what to do. I give suggestions. And my suggestion is back up. That Trump person and that Bernie bro or AOC fan or Democrat fan, I bet if you guys, instead of just being angry or Tory versus Labor, I don't know all the other sides of all politics all throughout the United States or throughout the world. But my point is, if you slowed down and say, hey, do you kind of hate the government when it does this? Do you hate that they screw the middleman? Do you hate how much we pay in taxes and how little we get? If you slowed down and talked to people about things, a lot of us might feel the same way. So step back, take a bigger view of everything of the world. And I don't know, I think maybe that it'll give you less hate in your heart, less anger for your fellow man. And maybe you can refocus that energy towards where it belongs, which is calling your governments for their BS, calling out your governments for their BS, making sure that you peacefully have a right to protest, that you can call out for things you don't like. And you know something? I have peacefully protested in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we did a sit-in. And I was not arrested. I left before that they gave a final warning and they said, okay, everybody needs to get out of the I forget which building it was in, but it was in downtown Raleigh. And I think it was the mayor's office at the time. I went with a friend. I didn't even have a dog in the fight. I went with a friend and he said, hey, you want to sit with me to support me? I said, sure. It was something about making sure that gay rights had something fair representation or something. I say, hey, you know what? He's my friend. I support his cause. I'll go down and support him. And then when it came down for the handcuffs, time for the handcuffs, I went, all right, man, like I'm out. I'm not that vested. I'm here to support you. He's like, no, that's cool. And I bounced and he went off and he got a charge and it was later released, but they had to cuff him and stuff him. And that was the way that he properly wanted. You know, if you want to do that, if you want to, because if a million people went in front of a government building, if a million people went there and just sat down and refused to move, you might have to have, I don't know, 1,000 police officers try to cart off a million people. There's not enough room in the jails. There's ways that you can make your voice heard. But my whole point is, whether you want to protest, whether you want to make your voice heard, there are healthy ways to do it. There are good ways to do it. And there might be that time that comes forward that you may have to say, hey, I feel strongly about something and I want to do something about it. I'm not sure when that is, but it may be soon. And make sure that you're fighting the right cause, as long as it's something you believe in. But make sure you're not listening at the heads at the top telling you what to do and how to feel about something. Make sure that you're listening to the right information. And what that right information is, I don't know anymore. I can't even tell you where to. You might have to read 15 different sources and read between the lines of all of them to try to find the truth of something. It's not easy to come across anymore. And if it doesn't come out of someone's mouth, you almost have a hard time of believing it. So I don't know how you get this information. I'm not going to steer you in any particular direction. But I can tell you that the more someone tries to make you, this group of people, get angry at that group of people, instead of the two groups fighting, maybe both of them should turn toward the head that's telling them what to do and say, why? Why are you trying to control us like this? Why are you trying to make us fight each other? And instead, look at the powers that be as the ones that are really trying to screw with your head and protect themselves. That's where I'm saying to put your energy. All right, now it is time for the dating profile of the day. All right, I've got two profiles today. And this person is 21. She is a broke college student at a college. And this is what she says. She says, it's the trauma for me. It's the commitment issues for me. It's the being goth at 21 for me. It's the being mentally unstable for me. It's the using humor as a coping mechanism for me. It's the being afraid of love for me. It's the nicotine addiction for me. It's the Monster Energy addiction for me. It's the Marvel tattoo for me. It's the changing your hair color every other week for me. It's the playing Among Us instead of doing homework for me. It's the being a psych major and needing therapy for me. I don't know if this is a poem. I don't know why she's expressing this in a dating profile. But this is something that I'm seeing coming up more and more from both, not only young ladies, but for young men. Something is going wrong with our youth today. And you're struggling. First and foremost, I'd say, please get help. Make sure to talk to a professional because I do not want anyone, male or female, to struggle alone. And if you need help, to get somebody. But I see more and more people doing this where they're really not happy. And they're trying to drown their sorrows in social media, posting pictures online, getting on forums and just talking about anything under the sun, sleeping with way too many people, drinking or taking an excess of illicit substances to a high degree, and they just feel like they're not doing well. I don't know, I mean, I have many theories, but I don't know if promiscuity is leading to depression. I don't know if the drinking is leading to promiscuity, which leads to this sadness, or if it's the reverse, where young people are just sad and they're not doing well, and they start, because of that, start drinking and becoming promiscuous. I don't know what's going on, but something is happening where our youth are failing today and they're not happy today. And I don't know if it's because they're getting pressures from college, pressures from social media, pressures from their peers, pressures from society, finishing high school, going straight into college, not knowing what you want to do, and getting $100,000 in debt would probably be soul crushing for anyone. I don't know what it is, but seeing this does not make me happy. And if you guys are experiencing this, I'd like to hear about it below. Are you guys seeing dating profiles like this as well, where you see women holding glasses of wine and they talk about how much they drink, or same thing for young men? I came across this one and someone was kind of having a laugh about it, and I just find no part of this funny. I just found this incredibly sad. But in the same token, for you young men out there that are in a good headspace, or even, you know, young women that are out there in a good headspace, this is a lot of the people that you may be coming across that you might end up not realizing this about them and getting in a relationship with. So be careful. Make sure to vet for red flags. Spend a little time with somebody. You can tell if they have some red flags or not. And if they do, you can cut it off and you can go on your merry way before you're too deeply hurt. There's no, I mean, I wish I could say something funny about this. Usually these are funny, but I just found this incredibly sad. And I wanted to talk about it because, again, I think a lot of the young people out there that are trying to date are going through this. And if you end up dating that person, they can suck you down a whirlwind of trouble. So just be careful out there. All right, next one is, she's a model. She's standing here in a little bikini, but it's covered by a jean jacket. Very artistic shot, I guess. She's 22. She's a model. She's over in the UK somewhere, or in Canada, 120 kilometers away. Oh, maybe she's in South America. Who knows? Anyway, it says, Mama of the cutest kid in the world. If I ghost you, try my Instagram. And she gives out her Instagram page. Please don't be boring and form an orderly queue to wife me. Make me laugh and you'll have my heart. So yes, another young woman at 22 has a kid. Let me just say this to be very, and I know I'm kind of heavy today, man, but I'm telling you, just there's so much stuff that really I gotta talk about here. But yes, 22 and a kid, and this is not good. And she's talking about ghosting. Like, if I ghost you, try me on my Instagram instead. In other words, chase me, guys. 22, I have a kid. You may not be a family man, but form a line to wife me up. Make me laugh and you'll have my heart. Something that I think women are slowly going to have to come around to understand is men, there are some men that will chase her. There are some men that she will swipe on and they will go sleep with her. Men are not going to get in line to date a woman with this kind of attitude or this kind of lifestyle. Not quality men. Maybe that she can find somebody that's desperate enough because she might be pretty or have a nice body or something like that. Maybe she'll find some guys that are desperate enough or willing to put up with the fact that she's 22 and a kid to wife her up someday. So I'm sure she's going to have options. But quality men are not chasing anymore. Quality men are not going to jump through hoops to entertain you. You may be joking about don't be boring and form an orderly queue to wife me up. You might be joking about that. But more and more men are looking at this and saying, you know something? I swipe right on you because I'd sleep with you. But I can't be bothered. I really couldn't be bothered to even like put any effort into date. And women don't understand this and they think that they're desirable and they're doing the right thing. Until women get this message through their head that they need to be more selective in who they date and who they sleep with and who they have children with, until they make some lifestyle changes, it's just going to get worse for them. And if it gets worse for these ladies, it is going to get worse for men. Well, the men that want to, you know, date and have a relationship. For the guys that don't, well, it's no big deal. You just kind of sit back and watch the world burn. But until they change this stuff around, man, ladies, we're not chasing anymore. You better bring something to the table. And 22 with an attitude and a kid, not going to get you there. Guys, last thing I'll say here quickly is this is a very good image here, and it says a student says to his master, "You teach me fighting, but you talk about peace. How do you reconcile the two?" The master replied, "It's better to be a warrior in a garden than to be a gardener in a war." There is going to be strife coming. There's lockdown still. There's a lot of businesses that are failing. Governments across the world are printing money like the printing presses have gone crazy. They're talking now about a second round of the bug and more lockdowns. Guys, you don't want to be a gardener in a war. And I think a war is coming. I don't know how it's going to play out. I think it's going to end up in the end being the average everyday man versus the elites, which is why I wanted to do this episode. I think it's going to be the everyman versus the government, and the everyman versus the well-to-do. And when I mean well-to-do, I mean the ones that are also donating and making the government do certain things. I think this is going to occur all through Europe. It may occur in different parts of South America, where people are now protesting and they're bucking back against being told, lock down, lose your businesses. You may have a hard time feeding your family, but it's for the greater good. People are tired about that. They're worried about themselves and they're struggling. I don't think it's going to be left versus right, or this ideology versus that ideology. I think in the end, it's going to be the masses versus the few in charge. And I'm really interested to, I mean, it's an incredibly scary, frustrating, and hard time to be alive, especially if you've lost your job, especially if you're struggling to feed your family, especially if you're not able to get a job. Things are tough, and I understand that. But in the same token, this is probably going to be one of the biggest world revolutions, world struggle sessions, world power struggles that may happen in our lifetime. And it's something to pay attention to. Just don't get too involved in the fight before you know, like, who you need to aim your ire and your frustration and your anger at, you know? You know, it's not going to be the neighbor that likes this politician and this neighbor that likes both another politician. I think it's going to be everybody gets tired of the crap. And maybe that doesn't happen until you have to walk around with five face masks and everybody's lost their job and the ballot box and the soapbox don't work anymore. And where it goes after there, I don't know. But guys, keep a level head on your shoulders. Make sure to take the big view, take the far view on everything. I think it'll help you keep a rational mind about this stuff. And next video, I'll do something a little bit more fun. But every once in a while, you know, I kind of want to have a talk with you guys and say, hey, keep your heads on straight. It's going to get crazy out there. And I mean, I've been kind of not paying attention to stuff for a week, and I come back and it's like it's everybody versus everybody. So love your fellow man out there. You know, left, right, white, POC, like, love each other. Just be aware of who's trying to control your puppet strings. You want to go after the puppet master, not the other puppets.